ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द सिक्स्थ कैंट ऑफ द भागवतम चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 26। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज नारद एंड अंगिरा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स किं चित्रकेतु। तस्मात् स्वस्तेन मनसा विमृश्य गतिमात्मनः द्वैते ध्रुवार्थ विश्रम्भम् तजोपशमम् आविश। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। देयरफॉर ओ किंग चित्रकेतु केयरफुली कंसिडर द पोजिशन ऑफ द आत्मा। In other words, try to understand who you are, whether body, mind or soul. Consider where you have come from, where you are going after giving up this body, and why you are under the control of material lamentation. Try to understand your real position in this way, and then you will be able to give up your unnecessary attachment. You will also be able to give up the belief that this material world or anything not directly in touch with service to Krishna is eternal. Thus you will obtain peace. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement is factually endeavoring to bring human society to sober condition. Because of misdirected civilization, people are jumping in materialistic life like cats and dogs, performing all sorts of abominable sinful actions and becoming increasingly entangled. The Krishna consciousness movement includes self-realization because one is first directed by Lord Krishna to understand that one is not the body but the owner of the body. When one understands this simple fact, he can direct himself toward the goal of life. Because people are not educated in terms of goal of life, they are working like madmen and becoming more and more attached to the material atmosphere. The misguided men accept the material condition as everlasting. One must give up his faith in material things and give up attachment for them, then one will be sober and peaceful. Hare Krishna. So we chose this verse based on the recent incident which occurred, one of the biggest tragedy for our Radha Gopinath temple, and we are fortunate enough to meet His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, to hear from him. And of course, he was explaining that even one of the people who have left their body, would have caused great pain to us. What to speak of all these people? He said it is inconceivable. And then he explained very interestingly, almost 2 to 3 hours he was speaking about devotees, each devotees, and seeing from a philosophical perspective. He said, unless we are little detached from this material body, he said, it is difficult to understand Krishna's mercy. That we should be completely assured that Krishna loves our soul. So therefore, when we read Gita, in the second chapter, in the very second chapter, when Arjuna was told by the Lord, Dehinosmin Yatha Dehe, very basic, and there is depth in the basic philosophy. Because basic philosophy is meant for the ordinary human beings. And we see in Krishna consciousness, even if we become Krishna conscious, we sometimes assume that I will have divine experiences. But the divine experiences are always far away from us. What we experience is real human mortal experiences. And because our experiences are more human, and seeing Krishna in more human experience is actually mystical than seeing Krishna in mystical things. To see Krishna in mystical things is not very difficult. In fact, whenever Krishna would perform his most wonderful pastime, one of the ways the devotees would glorify Krishna, this is not extraordinary for you. It is not extraordinary for Krishna, because he is God, he can do it. But our teaching, the teachings of the scripture we see all the time, can we see Krishna in human experiences? If we can see Krishna in human experience, that is the sign of we are understanding what Krishna conscious philosophy is. Therefore, we see when Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, he begins. Where does Krishna talk about surrender, protection, shelter? Only in the conclusion, I am there, you don't worry. But in the beginning, the Lord gives, he said, this cannot be changed. It is unchangeable. Dehinosmin yatha dehe. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, between these two verses, Dehinosmin yatha dehe and Matara sparshastu Kauntaya, he says there was some kind of feeling in Arjuna. He said, my dear Lord, yes, I know that they are not these bodies. I know my Guru Dronacharya is not his body. I know Bhishmadev is not his body. I know Krupacharya is not his body. But the problem is I am attached to this body. When this body is taken away, that will cause pain to me. So therefore, I want them to be here. Then what does Lord say? Krishna does not deny Arjuna's feeling. But at the same time, Krishna does not say, just because you are my devotee, I'll keep them here. I will interfere into the actions of material nature. We expect Krishna to defy the very material nature the way he has created it. The way the Lord has created this material nature, according to our response, material nature is not created by Krishna because he wanted to create like that. It is a response to the living entity's desires. Iccha dvesha samutvena dvandva mohena bharata. We come to this material world because there is material desire and there is envy. Envy towards God, envy to the surrounding of God's creation. And that puts us in the condition of duality. So what did Krishna tell Arjuna? He says, matra sparshastu kauntaya shitoshna sukadukada. He said, my dear Arjun, he said, I know that you are attached to your Bhishma, I know you are attached to your Drona, I know you are attached to your Kripa, but this is unavoidable. You have to learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. So beautiful. Actually, this is the beauty of Krishna conscious philosophy. It is easier to be entertained by, you know, nice charming pastimes of Krishna, which is very important for us to read, listen, hear and be absorbed. But what keeps us in Krishna consciousness is this most basic philosophy. I was reading one proverb. It says, it is easy to give advice and medicine, but to take one is very difficult. One who is going through what they are going through, meeting different family members, is extremely painful. It's a reality what they are going through, the suffering. So how does Krishna deal with it? How does Krishna wants us to deal with it? He says, you cannot undo it. You have to learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. So therefore, here Srila Prabhupada, I was also going through all the letters Prabhupada wrote to some of the devotees, their relatives, their friends, who lost their lives in accident. And almost all the letter talks in the same principle of what? Yes, certainly there is assurance, there is sympathy, but sympathy and assurance is not mystical and not magical. It is very human. If you can't accept the human experiences and can't accept the human realities with Krishna conscious philosophy, it is very difficult. Therefore, Maharaj kept on saying, unless we are a little detached from this material body, it is difficult to reconcile why Krishna does the way he does it. So we'll try to see, you know, just to convince ourselves, as myself and Gaurang Prabhu were in America, we didn't see any devotee's body. So we are still in denial. Once you see the dead body, then you are forced to accept the reality. Like Murli Mohan Prabhu's parents, you know, she couldn't accept. She said, no, he has told me that he's going to come back. couldn't accept. How can anybody accept? One who has the heart, they cannot accept it. Very difficult to accept the reality. Right? We see this part of the Bhagavatam wherein Chitraketu Maharaj, they were not ordinary people. In fact, Aingira Muni and Narad Muni, they glorify him as Mahatma. Even though as a Mahatma, when he experienced this loss of losing his child, abruptly murdered by his co-wives, you know, he couldn't use his philosophical mind. Rather, his wife, she was not impious, agnostic, modern educated. You know, she was typically traditional woman who was worshipping God regularly. But when she lost her child, if you study, you know, she was kind of condemning God. That if you are actually, you know, merciful, how can you kill a baby in front of her parents? Why you have done like this? And if you say it is all working because of fruitive action, then where is the need of God here? If everything is happening because of fruitive action, karma, then there is no need for God. And if everything is acting according to fruitive activities, who will take care of their children with affection? So therefore, it sounds and it is concluded that you are not very intelligent. She is talking about this to Lord Vishnu. And then same, Chitraketu Maharaj is lamenting. In fact, it is explained, wherever there is extreme lamentation and extreme excitement, there you find atheism. Like, wherever there is excitement, too much of excitement and too much of lamentation, we see this. So therefore, understanding carefully, based upon our scriptures, I remember many years back, one time His Grace Shyamananda asked this question to Maharaj about tragedies in life. He said, the scriptures are there to see tragedies, not with our own affected mind. When we see things through our affected mind and with our affected intelligence, we can't see anything, but we get more and more bewildered. The scriptures are the things which we have to see through them, then there is a greater clarity. So one thing is, you know, as Prabhupada mentions very carefully, not having faith in this material world. If you study carefully, you know, always there are two reasons. One is the material reason and one is the divine, Krishna's hand. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, that for every cause, good or bad cause, there are five principles involved. One is the place of action. One is the performer. It's a very soothing and very important verse. One is the performer. One is the place of performance, that is body, instrument, and in the action itself. If you see this material world, especially the modern world, is so arranged that one small mistake, it gives death. One small mistake. On the other hand, in Krishna consciousness, we make so many mistakes. We commit Vaishnava aparad, you know, we chant inattentively, we miss so many Mangalartis, we miss so many Sunday feast. Sometimes some people miss their 16 rounds of chanting Hare Krishna also. Sometimes they rush to offer bhoga, you know, just say Vishnu and eat it. So many mistakes we do, but Krishna is still kind, he keeps on giving chance. But the modern material world does not do. One slight mistake, it kills us. If you see in this whole episode, if you actually see from a material point of view, it is not the place for anyone to go, especially in those plains. I remember going to this place with about 20, 30 boys, 2004 or 2006. And Radha Kunpur had gone as an advance party because we were taking all our young Bombay children who are like only one child of their parents. So when Radha Kunpur went in advance party, he came back, very good, everything is fine, you can go there. And in complete yatra, every one of the devotees, including some of the brahmacharis, were chastising him for bringing him there. Very risky. The plane, you know, was almost coming down. in our third ride, when we are coming back from the very place where the plane crashed to Jomsom, you know, there was a big fall. The plane actually came down. And everybody in the plane was screaming, chanting. Some were screaming, those who were not connected to devotees. And we made a vow that we'll never go back there unless we walk. So we see that the place of performing that action is not very good. The instrument was not great. Right. So there are more likely that accident will take place rather than not taking place. It's quite common, planes crashing there. Whether it is Buddha Air, they keep changing the names, that's all, you know. Like Maharaj is mentioning, what is this Agni Air? Agni means fire. I said, Maharaj, Agni Air or Buddha Air, even the Buddha plane also crashed. Then Yeti also crashed. So many planes have crashed. So we see, the material world, recently Gaurang Prabhu sent one article about some person falling from the bed and dying. In America, so many people, because there are luxurious bed, you know, and they fall from the bed and they die. I was reading another article, a BTJ article says, many years back in America, one of the most fearful way of people dying was farming. I said, what farming? Why people should die in farming? Because of the all kinds of pesticides and chemical fertilizer, it was the most dangerous occupation to accept. And then the mining took over. If you see how modern material world is created, material world is dangerous place. Bhagavatam explains that this material world is very dangerous place, but still Krishna's way of living was different than what we are living now. Krishna did not create the car. Krishna did not create the plane. In the Bhagavatam it is explained, in other words, accident meant only snake bite. Even the war was not considered as accidental death. War was considered as glorious. To die on the battlefield was very glorious departure. As Krishna explains to Arjuna, when a kshatriya receives this facility to fight, he becomes very happy. So now we see how many accidents have taken place. There is so much of definition of accident. And who has created? Did Krishna create them? In fact, we defied Krishna's way of living and created our own way. And when this happens, whether for devotee or non-devotee, then we can't blame Krishna. Because nowhere in the scripture Krishna says you can manipulate with material nature. Never. If we take this, whether you are a devotee or non-devotee, whether you take this lifestyle, there will be more accident. You don't die by eating. You die by becoming old. Nowadays people die by eating. If you eat too much chemical fertilizers, pesticide, even if you eat fruits, in fact, fruits and vegetables are most dangerous to eat because they have got largest amount of pesticide and fertilizers. Who created this? Did Krishna create them? You know, sometimes devotees say, "Arey, this man never ate onion, garlic. Never ate meat, never drank. But still at the age of 30, why he has cancer?" So very simple, that because we are taking a very faulty material life, which is against Krishna, and to expect that Krishna should defy this. Whether you are a devotee or non-devotee, Prabhupada explains in the first canto of the Bhagavad, whether you are a devotee or non-devotee, the dual material world will affect. Only thing is, how does the devotee respond to it? The difference is, how does he respond? So therefore, all these four principles are very faulty in the present world. You are driving your car. I was coming back from, you know, because we had to change our ticket. So we are flying from one place to another place as we are driving. As Prabhupada explains, even in the express highway, there are accidents. And I got to see one accident, massive, major accident, the huge American truck, which is very sophisticated, was also crashed, and there was fire everywhere. It was stinking for 1 kilometer. You know, hundreds of police people were there, many vans were there as we were driving. One small mistake, our Nitai Prabhu, driving on the highway, He has driven us all across America. And he was not at all rash driver. Very good driver when you drive. But one small mistake, little inattention, what happened? He crashed to death. So if you want to blame and object, if we have to object anyone, object the material lifestyle which we are leading in regards to eating, in regards to sleeping, whether we are a devotee or non-devotee, if I sleep only 2 to 3 hours, and if I say, no, I'm working for Krishna, therefore I should not become sick, you'll be more sick. You're already sick mentally also. As I said, the problem is we expect some mystical experience, you know, without understanding the Krishna conscious philosophy properly. Repeatedly, all the scriptures everywhere, Prabhupada writes again in the 7th canto of the Bhagavat, one of the conclusion of Lord Narsingdev's advice to Prahlad, very brilliant. Lord Narsingdev said, I like this verse very much. Bhogena punyam kushalena papam, kalevaram kala javena hitva. Whom is he telling this to? Prahlad Maharaj, who is actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, he is a combination of Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. And what is he saying him? He says, this is the art of living, that you will experience good, you will experience bad. When you experience good, you know, enjoy it. When you experience bad, be positive. You cannot be negative. Because you have accepted this material world, the world of duality, and especially the modern material world, you know, the very system what we are educated. When Prahlad went to the school, his gurus were telling how not to see Vishnu. And that's what we see. The model education is not to see Vishnu everywhere. And what is Prahlad is teaching? Prahlad says, in all condition, in all situation, in all circumstances, the expert management or expertise in advancement or in progress is, one should be able to see Krishna everywhere in a positive way. So therefore, if there is any fault, there is no fault in Krishna. The fault lies with the lifestyle we have adapted. Whether as a devotee or as a non-devotee. You cannot. It is imagination. It is not real to expect Krishna, please protect me. I was talking to one student in America. Very nice devotee child. But he is going to modern college. And what do you expect in colleges? In the colleges, there is unlimited. Therefore, Prabhupada calls them slaughterhouse. They kill our consciousness. And especially as a devotee child enters into college, you know, he wants to be pure in mind in a very impure atmosphere. Right? He wants to control his senses, where control of senses is called as, you know, some problem. So when if you pray to Krishna, Krishna, please let my mind be pure, it is not going to happen. If you are swimming and you pray to Krishna, you have chanted 64 rounds, attending all the seminars of all our big, you know, seminar givers about holy name. But if your surrounding is wrong, if you are in the water and you have already chanted 64 rounds, praying to Krishna, when I jump into the water, I should not get wet. You are asking wrong thing from Krishna. Whether you chant 64 rounds, if you don't brush your teeth, or you chant 64 rounds, you don't brush your teeth, it will stink like hell. You can't avoid it. So the problem is to not accept unrealistic things from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore that modern material world, what does it do? It makes devotees ask for an unrealistic thing without Shastra. But if you see Shastra, they're very real, very real. So therefore, we see another principle we are talking, you know, we are trying to understand. But we can't understand. Ultimately, we'll come to that conclusion according to Bhishma Dev. If you see, going to these places like Badrinath, going to Muktinath, this place you go, when do you go to this place? When you don't want to come back to your family. We break that rule also. We break the spiritual rule also, that you only go to these places knowing very well that you don't come back to your family members. Therefore, whenever people would go to Tirth Yatras, to such holy places, all the members would be crying. knowing very well that they may not come back. In fact, many of our scriptures, Mahabharata explains that when you are done with your duty, your body is dysfunctioning, not working properly, there is nothing to contribute anymore, then what do? You start walking to north. It is not a pleasure trip. It is going to quit our material body. Everywhere, that's what the scripture talks about. When Kunti was walking, when Gandhari was walking, when Dhritarashtra was walking, you know, all of these people or Pandavas were walking, there was no question of coming back. Very clearly mentioned, and we go there hoping that we'll come back. We come back, that is surprise. You know, not coming back is not surprise. So therefore, our Murli's mother was talking to us yesterday. We went to meet her. He said he has gone to so many holy places. Went to Vrindavan, went to Jagannath Puri, went to Nasik. He said, but I never felt any fear. He said, since the time we decided to go to Muktinath, there was some pain in the heart. She didn't want him to go. She was requesting not to go. No. And even the day before, they heard the crash. Monday this happened, and Sunday she couldn't sleep. She was walking back and forth in her home. You know, something was going in her mind. She was walking back and forth. And as the devotees entered into her home in the Monday morning, they broke down without even hearing the news only. So we see that also we defy. You know, like Maharaj is mentioning, that why do devotees take such risk of going to such places? Why take that risk? What is the point? There is no need. We have Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Mayapur. There is less risk. Of course, in India, everywhere there is risk. In regards to, you know, dealing with material, modern civilization, modern technology, we are not meant for it. We are meant for living a simple life so that we can chant Hare Krishna more. Right, but what to speak of going to these places? Very clear Shastric injunction. When you take out and read, then you realize again here we are faulty. You know, we are defying even the spiritual culture that going to those places, then you write down, okay, I'm not coming back. If I come back, that means my spiritual journey was not very perfect. I am coming back to this material world. Like when Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj, you know, somebody came to his place and they said, we have a return ticket. He said, what is this return ticket? You come to holy place and you are thinking about going back? Especially going to north towards Himalayan mountain, very clearly mentioned. Again, it is not Krishna's fault. It is our fault in understanding. Right? Another principle, even if you are living a very nice material life, which is Krishna style, simple living and high thinking, still there is danger. The modern material life is extremely dangerous, but even if you adapt to the path of simple living and high thinking, go and live in a farm without electricity, without car, without vehicles, nothing. But still, there could be some disasters. Why? Because the world is made like that. The world is made of duality. Even in during Krishna's time, one Brahmana came to Krishna. He was condemning all the Yadu dynasty people. He was saying, how is that my son could die in my presence? That means there is something wrong with the king. Yes, see? He is blaming King Ugrasen that my sons are dying in my presence. That means there is something wrong with you. He was not able to understand. Yes, generally it should not happen, but exceptionally it can happen. It will happen. It has happened also, that some tragedy would come. But he was blaming the Lord, blaming all the kings. And Arjuna tried to defy it. See, Arjuna said, okay, let me see who is killing you. And Arjuna boasts, very strange in the Bhagavatam, he said, I am not Krishna, I am not Sankarsan, I am not Ugrasen, I am Gandivdhari Arjun. He said, I will protect, nothing will happen to you. And what happened? The same thing happened. As it had happened before also, it happened the same thing. And the man blasted Arjun left, right, center, and Arjun had a typical style, jump into the fire. If I don't fulfill my vow, I'll jump into the fire. And he had to jump. And every time he wants to jump, Krishna has to save him. Not for the sake of a Brahmana. Krishna did not go to the Vaikuntha planet to fulfill, because he has to go through the normal life. You know, you have your karma, you have to suffer. But to protect his special devotee, Arjun, Krishna took him to the Vaikuntha planet. And then Mahavishnu offered obeisances. Then he explained everything, why he did what he did. Right. So we see that no one can defy the material world the way it is created. One has to go through it. Matra Sparshastu Kauntaya, the most beautiful verse in regards to how to deal with this world. And then Prabhupada also explains in the first canto of the Bhagavat, Bhishma's prayers to the Pandavas, when they came to be with Bhishmadev, had to go through so much of difficulty. And what is Bhishmadev saying? Just see, this time factor is so powerful. It is so powerful that who are these Pandavas? Dharma Nandan, Yudhishthira Maharaj is none other than the personification of Dharma and is protected by Bhima and Yudhishthira, Arjun. Best management, every best weapons they had, all the powers they had, and they were protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still they went through what they went through. And what does it mean? Bhishmadev says, that means it is the time factor. And Prabhupada says, time factor means Krishna. It is the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And again, in the next verse he says that it is inconceivable. Even the greatest speculators, philosophers, they try to understand the will of Krishna. You cannot understand. It is not possible to understand why Krishna does what he does. One is the material cause, but simply seeing material cause is very dangerous, especially in regards to devotee's life. If material cause and daiva both has to be seen, even in the ordinary event, what to speak of devotees? All these eight devotees who left their bodies, they are connected to Radha Gopinath temple no less than 10 to 12 years, some of them, and some of them last 20, 22 years. Steadily coming to Radha Gopinath temple, performing their devotional service, never creating any troubles. All the time they came. And if you see, if you hear this entire incident of how they went to this holy place, you don't decide within 4 or 5 days to go to Muktinath. When we had gone, we had planned for 3 months and sending an advance party. And they were not even going to Muktinath, they were going to Damodar Kund. Now Damodar Kund takes 4 days trekking. When we had done Muktinath walking, some of the tough boys who play football, they are all doing a lot of sports activity. Almost every boy was vomiting, at least 200 times they were sitting there, sitting more and walking less. We were extremely, extremely difficult terrain to walk. Right, crying tears, some of the, I'll not tell their names also. They're walking and crying, and they took a vow. Of course, when they saw Muktinath, it was very beautiful. It was the perfection of all that walk, a golden deity of Lord Vishnu. But beyond that, there is 4 days walk to Damodar Kund, where you get Shaligram Shila. And these people have no background of trekking. Like our Gaur Krishna Prabhu never likes coming for all this. A very practical man. What is his walking? He never came to any such walking. First time. And usually when Murli and him are very close friends, and usually Gaur Krishna Prabhu wins the argument, Murli Prabhu has no chance. But in this time, 22 times Murli Prabhu was calling him to come to Muktinath. And every time he was saying, no, I can't, I don't want to come, I don't want to come. And eventually he agreed. So that was very strange, unheard. And then Taruni didn't want to go. She walking, small girl walking up to Muktinath. It is impossible. And then beyond that, walking up to Damodar Kund. I don't know how she agreed to go. Right. None of these people had any experience of walking, and especially Murli's brother Gagan has never been to any holy place with his brother, because one has to stay back to take care of their deities. Mataji was telling, he said, never. The first time he decided to go with his brother, he said, "No, I never get to go, I want to go." Usually they, one of them, they stay because Murali Prabhu would never allow anyone to touch his deities other than himself, his brother and Gaur Krishna Prabhu. So one person has to stay back and to take care, but he took his brother also. And mother was saying, first time in my life I was telling them not to go, not to go, not to go, not to go. Go some other time. So what is the lesson? The lesson is there was some force was making Murali force all of these devotees to go with him. Otherwise, how can we explain? Just now in the morning, Gaur Gopal Prabhu was mentioning, you know, of course he wrote to me and Gaurang Prabhu from India that I am going to Muktinath and please pray for us. Both of us, we wrote back. We were in separate place. He wrote also the same thing. He said, what about your health? You have a back problem. You are not supposed to travel. Why did you make this decision? And he gave one line reply, and that was the day he left to Muktinath. He said, I am fine now. And usually he would not tell all his other workers, those who work on his dress department, whenever he would go. First time he told all of them, I am going to Muktinath. I am going to Muktinath. If you need anything, if there is any emergency, call me. I'll be on. He would never tell that. And just now Gaur Gopal Prabhu told that in the 10:30, when the deities are already resting, when the deities rest at 9:30, and no pujari would ever open the door and see the deities after they are resting. You don't do it. And he knows all the rules of puja. Already they have been resting. And one of our devotees was doing backup seva. He opened the door, you know, at 10:30, when the Lord is already resting for 1 hour, and he offered his obeisances to them and he went. So there was something which, you know, he had this feeling also, something is going to go wrong, he would speak about it. So there was some force which was, might be telling him, you know, you may not come back, you may not come back, you may not come back. And he collected all these people, you know, all these devotees who are very, as I said, Maharaj mentioned, even one devotee. Why would it happen like that? So we can only guess. It was nothing but their time was up to engage in higher service. As Maharaj was mentioning, they were team. You know, doing all these wonderful dresses for the Lord. And then Krishna may wanted them to stitch dresses in the spiritual world. Who knows? We don't know. Could be like that. We cannot understand the inconceivable potency of the Lord. The problem is, they have gone. We are not crying for them. We are feeling separation from them. The problem is, those who are connected to them, you know, what is their situation? They have to suffer. But surprisingly and fortunately enough, as Prabhupada explains, that a pious people will respond differently. Every member, as far as we met, we went and met Gaur Krishna Prabhu's father and his brother and his entire family. You know, you're worried, you know, we will break down, they will break down. In one sense, we didn't want to see the body. We still wanted to be in denial. And we didn't get to see. But when we went, after the cremation was over, they were sitting in their family, all the, in their home. Gaur Krishna Prabhu's father and his brother had nothing but gratitude. Not even one complaint. They said, he got to serve in Radha Gopinath for 10 years. Now, how much seva you got to do? How much devotee you got to please? His brother was saying, if it was not meant for all these devotees, we could have never handled the situation. On the material front, on the spiritual front also. And he was simply, even in that condition, he was telling devotees, you know, that, okay, I need to arrange prasadam for you. Should I bring badam milk? The body is lying there. But he was worried about taking care of devotees. Now that shows that it is nothing but Krishna's mercy to see, even in this condition, not even one objection, why Krishna did you do this to my son? He was given his life to you. Of course he was crying. He has his deities. Every day he gets up at 3 o'clock, takes his bath, worships them. Not once in Ekadashi, every day he does dressing. Every day he offers bhoga. And he said, whenever I would see them now, I will only see Murali and Gaur Krishna. I said, wow, that is perfection. You can see them, worship them, and remember them. And then he wrote yesterday to me and Gaurampu and other devotees also, just thanking, 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 being grateful. Very interesting. That shows that there is a special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all the relatives also, other relatives also, it was a festive mood. It was, and Gauram Prabhu spoke very nicely. He gave the example of Prabhupada, that when a daughter is getting married and going to her in-law's place, in the her parents' side there is tears, people are crying. But on the side of the boy, there is a celebration. He said that is what Prabhupada defined as death. People are crying on the side of those who are left their body, but in the spiritual world, there is a celebration. And our Shamanpu, I remember many years back in Gita course, he gave this good example. He said, when a girl is getting married, going to some other place, you know, in India usually when everybody is crying, the mother is crying, the daughter is also crying because she doesn't know where she is going. The in-law's place is a difficult place. She has to deal with her husband, deal with mother-in-law, deal with sister-in-laws, deal with brother-in-laws, deal with father-in-law. Everything is different. So she is crying. And he gave one example of this girl was not crying only because it was love marriage. She already knew the husband very well. The mother said, at least for the sake of photo, you should cry, photo session. Otherwise, what people will think? I was amused by that example. The girl said, why should I cry? Because I know where I am going. I know where am I going, so therefore I will not cry. So we see that this concept is so nice, and to see the response of the parents, that was very pleasing. And when we went to Murali Prabhu's place, and theirs is the most disastrous, because both the sons, they had only two sons, and it was a rare phenomena to see that two brothers working cooperatively. You know, that is not possible, that the younger brother is helping his older brother in worshipping the deities. You know, everything, whatever Murali would tell, Gagan would do. In our drama festival also, within one day, they stitched clothes, they would decorate, they would teach dances, you know, as if it was their drama. Right. And both living their bodies and who are spending, and recently they celebrated 15 days Chandan Yatra, and all the Chandan is still lying in the temple altar. They didn't even clean that. And they had gone, hoping to come back and to worship their deities, but they never came back. And the father and mother said, Prabhuji, without them we cannot, but still we will do it. We will celebrate the festival. Jitna hoga mahare haath se, hum karte rahenge. Krishna ne apna murli to baja liya, hamare bachchon ko le liya. Sometimes she cries, okay, wish at least one son was there. But what can be done? If this is what Krishna's will, crying, weeping, you know, there are limitless tears. But just see how to, I said, wow, this is such a good lesson. Who are we to go and give them assurance? No, they are giving us the confidence. Because they are the one who are suffering. But even in that suffering, to see Krishna's hand, Krishna's face. Because Murali would tell all his devotees who went with him, if you come with me, I will show you Krishna face to face. You don't boast like that to anybody. And he was not the one who would say like that. You have to come, he was insisting. If you come with me, I will certainly show you Krishna face to face. And he showed them face to face. Everybody is there. And then we went to Harish Prabhu's place, Gokul Rani Mataji and Taruni's place. You know, before that he was talking to Radhakund Prabhu and Gaur Gopal Prabhu, seeing the dead body. He said, abhi to mujhe bahut seva karna padega. Because she has kept this Krishna Balram duties, very beautiful Krishna Balram duties. I'll have to cook for them, I have to dress for them, I have to worship them. Sab kuch mere liye chhod ke chale gaye abhi. Now I'll have no time. I'll have to change now. I have to worship. He was telling both of them, please tell me, how do I see it? How do I see this whole event? No. While being with daughter was very dear to him, and wife was an amazing devotee, you know, as far as my recollection goes, coming to this temple for 20 years, never had any complaint about management, always smiling, you know, very gentle, bringing her daughter to temple regularly, you know, and then whenever she had any vacation, she would stay with Radha Krishna Prabhu and come for morning Mangalarti also, right? So no complaints, very, very, you know, amicable with congregation devotees, very affectionate to Maharaj, you know, both of them. And then Krishna took them away. But even though their father and husband is not a practicing devotee, but the consciousness was so, so good to see, was very brilliant. And also our Madhupriya Mataji, you know, our Maharaj speaking about them, he said that night he had a dream. Every devotee was coming in his dream, you know, line by line. They were all coming, you know, and he was just sharing about their qualities. You know, we have seen Madhupriya Mataji come for every Kartik without fail for Mangal Arati, morning program. And every Thursday she would come for dressing. And in the night, in our jewelry boxes, every Thursday in the night, in the morning when our devotees would go and open, there was a new set of jewelry for Radha Gopinath. You know, and Prabhuji, you know, Kunji Bihari Prabhu came every day, he sat in this corner, chanting after our Bhagavatam class was over. And he was assisting our Dayanidhi Prabhu in worshipping Lakshminarayan. Right, they took their son, you know, he is not the one who goes to the holy place. Right, even their relatives, Gaur Gopal Prabhu met all of them. And they were nodding, you know, they were accepting whatever happened. So that shows that along with seeing the material cause, not having faith in the material world, but because of the right attitude of these devotees, the response, every member of this family have taken it with such a positive consciousness, and therefore they attracted, you know, His Holiness Radhananda Maharaj said, he said, if I come to India, that will take toll of my health. My health will be very bad. But if I don't come, it will take toll of my heart. So therefore I have to come. Cancelling all his programs for a day just to be with devotees, you know, just to give assurance that how Krishna's plan is always divine. I wrote to one of our devotee child, Madhav was very attached to Gaur Krishna Prabhu and Murli. You know, I was Skyping with him, I was crying, appreciating whatever contribution they give in regards to keeping his faith in Krishna. We said, by seeing all these incidents, we should only develop greater faith in Krishna, and our faith in this material world, especially the modern material world, should hit the rock bottom. Because what does it do? It kills one's consciousness, it kills one's faith. The education system, the food system, the traveling system, everything is very deceptive, looks very grand and beautiful. But what is it? One small mistake, it can kill us. But Krishna, on the other hand, you know, even for a simple who are not seriously practicing Krishna consciousness, but because they are connected to devotees, what a profound realization. Which even Gandhari could not get. If you read in the Bhagavatam, in the Mahabharata, that she knew the concept that everything is working by the will of Krishna, but she did not see that will of Krishna is good for everybody. It is one thing to see that everything is working because of God, but not to see that working of God is good for me even though material it is bad. That was her miscalculation. She said, you are the controller. You could have averted this war. You could have stopped it. Everything is working because of your will. She says that, but then she cannot see actually this is also for my benefit only. There is only one character, very strange in the scripture. The demons fought with Krishna. Right. Philosophers objected to Krishna, but there is only one personality who cursed God. Very strange. Gandhari cursed Krishna. You know, it's like you make a nice sweet rice of her pious life, chaste life, you know, loyal life. She told Duryodhan, you cannot accept victory if you are not on the side of Dharma. I cannot give you that benediction. But when she experienced great lamentation, And when she saw Krishna, she could not reconcile. And she cursed Krishna. So we have the choice to follow Gandhari's footsteps or we have the choice to follow Draupadi's footsteps. What a suffering. You know, Draupadi, at least Gandhari's children died on the battlefield in the hands of great Mahabhagavat. You know, Bhima had taken a vow that I'll send all of you to other world only. Right? If you see from that perspective, the death of Gandhari's children is glorious. And Draupadi's children were killed not on the battlefield. It was a gruesome murder. It was a gruesome murder while in not only her sons were killed, her brother was pleading, Ashwatthama, please give me the death of a Kshatriya. And what did Ashwatthama say? No, you don't deserve it. I will kill you, I'll strangulate you so that your soul will not be liberated. He didn't give him a death which a Kshatriya desires. And he was pleading. He said, no, you don't deserve. So all the sons of Draupadi, all her brothers were killed brutally. But in that also, you know, Draupadi shows her heart of being connected to Krishna. Therefore, even if you are advanced devotee, Krishna does not guarantee that there is no tragedy. What he guarantees is that I can help you maintain your consciousness. And Draupadi's response, Yudhishthira's response, Arjuna's response, Kunti's response, you know, Kunti's response with all these events is what we are supposed to follow. You know, becoming gopi or peacock and all that, it's all imaginary. Because that we will not experience. What we'll experience is what the Pandavas experienced. The tragedy, 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 human experiences. In those human experiences, if we can see Krishna and be grateful to Krishna, like these family members, you know, they will never stop crying and they should not. They will never stop crying in separation of their children. And we also hope that we will never forget their services. Yesterday morning, you know, all this dress and yesterday's night dress was all stitched. So many dresses they did for Radha Gopinath, putting all their efforts, working very hard, working whole night during Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Ram Navami, Govardhan Puja, you know, giving a new pleasure to the entire congregation. So their service continue to stay, you know, they will continue to serve Radha Gopinath through their seva, but they will not be there. So we hope and pray that we continue to remember their service and follow in their footsteps. And when we go through our human experiences, we don't want to pray to Krishna, Krishna give us some divine experiences. That is arrogance on our part. But when human experience do come in our life, if we can follow the teachings of Gita, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Shitoshna Sukha Dukkada, and be grateful to the Lord, then that will actually please the Lord and His devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.